Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Well, Jazz, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
That's a super name you got going on there.
Thank you, yes.
We'll take that. Go on, Monday morning. What's going on? Everyone's a bit cranky today.
Well, I think I'm airing a view that a lot of people have. I was listening to the show this morning, dropping the kids to school. I have four kids. I work full-time. I was ringing about the water charges and your reaction to Miss Bruton and her being rocked in the car.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
Don't be nervous. I mean, you're doing fine.
I rang up the show this morning. I went totally on a rant.
Okay.
I felt, you know, I do respect you and your views, the broadcaster and everything, and I know you're probably not for the water charges, but I felt when you spoke this morning, you were telling people off for rocking her car, how they had approached, rocking her car and how they had approached dealing with her, their annoyance at her, and, you know, and voicing that. You know, they're not being listened to. The water charges are still going ahead. People cannot afford it, and they're pissed off and they're annoyed. Yeah. That wasn't the main aspect of the water charges, and you kind of came on and you were pompous and smug and you were kind of going, come on, lads, don't be at that, and that's not okay. You know, they're just voicing a reaction. People are annoyed, and that is how it is.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you're representing, you know, the media, the rich people in society, Joan Bruton sitting in a swank car. If she does have any little bit of distress after what happened to her, she can afford to go to the doctor and pay her medical bills. Other people can't. They cannot afford this water charge, and that's why they're so annoyed.
Mm.
I'm ranting again.
No, you're doing. You're fine. I mean, you've called me all sorts of things this morning, and you're entitled.
Well,
to, and you're,
you know, but you called the people. You know, you kind of insinuated that they were being silly little bold children for rocking a car and for behaving badly on the street when they're just trying to get voice. And there were thousands of people. Her car being rocked was not the mainstay of the protest. The mainstay of the protest is the zillions of people that have turned out to have this.
Yeah.
And I'm not personalised about you. I respect.
I know you've
you,
done. But you've done that already, Jazz. Unfortunately, but not to worry.
Well,
that's you're allowed.
That's,
you're allowed to do that.
Your opinion,
if you want to.
I don't think I did. I'm. You know.
Did.
I do respect for you.
Yeah.
Well, you know. I'll listen back to it. But I think. Right. Well, I think that. Well, you did come on and tell people off.
I did. I what I would suggest here is that here was a woman. Regardless, in many respects, of the job she's done. She was sitting in a car going to a function of some description. There are people out there who are ferociously angry. I know this because I talk to them on the phone, on the radio every day.
Yeah.
I know this because we've talked about this on the Late Late Show. And I see it when I'm out and about talking to people, you know, whether in my given day. And this woman is going to do a job on a given day. And her car.
I'm not saying that she should.
Do you want me to finish this comment, or do you want me to? Do you want to keep going?
Well, I didn't. I don't think that her car should have been rocked. But you're telling the people off that the bold little children for having done it. That's how you came across.
Did I say at any point that they were bold little children?
Yeah, you did come across like that. That you were being.
Did I say that, Chaz?
That's how you came across.
You felt that my tone was like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pity you felt that. I was just thinking the following. Let me just tell you what I was thinking.
Okay, well, the radio on the show, a lady came on, I rang her and she rang me back and said, right, display that how you felt. That's so I'm
And that's
not
what that's what you don't know. I know. I'm just saying to you, this is
okay.
We're just two people having a chat.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
And no, don't be sorry. Like, it's all good because it's a passionate subject, right? So I totally understand that. And this is a good thing to have because this, I think, is a conversation a lot of people will be having this weekend or today. So there's nothing wrong with it. But the point I'm making is that here's this woman in the car. The car is rocking. To me, that's not nice to happen to anyone.
Yeah.
It's been shaken, it's surrounded, it's intimidating. Then she gets out of the car and someone flings a balloon full of water to the back of her head. Now, I don't really... This is not in defence of Joan Bruton. This is in defence of dignified protest. The best protests in the world, Jazz, down through the years, have been dignified. Whether it's Martin Luther King or John Hume, dignified. I don't remember Martin Luther King shaking cars of people. I don't remember John Hume banging on a window and throwing balloons at someone's head. And I agree with civil rights, and I agree with the rights of African Americans. I agree with the rights of those who want to march against water charges. I don't agree with the lack of dignity. And the point of it is dignity.
I would agree with you. Yes, I'm on the same page. It should be dignified, but I think people are just voicing an extreme angst and anger to this, and we don't feel we're being listened to. I suppose that's what, you know, this
so the
answer, whole thing is about.
So the answer to that, the answer to that is to start throwing balloons full of water at a woman trying to go to a function. You say her big car, she's a minister in the government, they drive big cars.
They do, and maybe that's the point also that people are annoyed about, that they are not in touch with the common people. They have big swanky lifestyles, we don't, we're being asked to pay more, we don't have the money to give them.
I appreciate that. So what, you go to the car and you shake it until she's forced to get out?
Okay, Brian, did I say that? I rang up to say that I wasn't happy with the tone of how you picked off the people. We're on the same page about the dignified processing. Look, I'll finish this. That's what I had to say.
I'm sorry, you're, you're doing great. And I appreciate that. I'm not going to fall out with you, Jazz, because you're my friend and you listen in. And I know, I get it. You've got four kids. You've got bills coming out of your ears. It's coming to Christmas. Come on. Like, I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Right? This is not an easy situation for you or for anyone. A lot of people listening in, they're turning around. I've seen it. They're turning around, and this is, to some people, this is about as much about water as it is about just one bill too many.
Well, it's about the water and the fact that the politicians are so rich by comparison to us.
Yeah.
They're saying that she's the victim, that she's some poor martyr, she's had water thrown at her. Like, and she can afford to go to the doctor. We can't afford all these different things that they can afford. They're not on the same page as us, but they're asking us to pay so much.
I appreciate that entirely. And that's part of the point I was trying to make. And if my tone came across the way it did to you,
then I'm sorry
about that. Because that's the last thing I want to do is like pontificating like a pain in the arse, right? But I will say this much to you, that the part of the point I was trying to make, Jazz, this morning as well, was that actually...
Well, the girls would ring me back and tell me...
No, that's okay,
that
but no, let me just finish the point, because you're doing great, but here's what I'm saying to you, is that I think that the nature of the protest and the anger and the way it came out in rocking the car and throwing the balloon has backfired, because now all of a sudden people feel sorry for Joan Burton. No,
I don't think so. Personally, I would consider myself a very fair person. I don't think it's nice for anybody to be intimidated. I certainly agree with that. But I think maybe the government are getting a wake-up call and it's brought more attention.
Do you feel sorry for Joan Burton?
Personally, no.
Do you think she deserved what she got then?
Don't think she deserved what she got, no.
Do you think it was nice to throw a balloon full of water at her?
I don't think anybody should be intimidated. I don't think any such incident should happen. I certainly agree with that. But I think that she is... at the mainstay of this position, she's well protected. I think that's part of, I don't think any incident's part of her job, but I think to cope with the protests and deal with that aspect of it is part of her job.
Okay.
And I think she can cope and has coped well with this. And I certainly, the woman is a very strong politician, and she's a woman in the media, so I don't think she's a victim. I think she's very able. And I think they may use this as, oh, poor Joan, and to let it ride through.
Okay, I accept that. Siobhan is there too. Hi, Siobhan.
Okay. Hi, good morning, Ryan.
What's your take on it?
I didn't hear the full article and I didn't hear you speak because we got late into the car, and I just heard Jazz as she came on and heard the story. And my just comment is, I don't know how anyone can condone that behaviour. That's all. It doesn't matter what it's about. It doesn't matter what the situation. It doesn't matter who's in the car. It doesn't matter how much she earns. It doesn't matter that she is a government elected official, whether she can pay for her doctor or not, whether she doesn't have as much worries as us or not. It's all relative. I'm sure she has many, many worries. Nobody deserves that treatment.
Well, the feeling is that the people aren't being listened to. They're at the end of their tether, and that it's come to this. I think that's, Jazz, is that fair to say, Jazz, that it's just people's anger has just come out like this?
I don't have anything against this particular lady, and obviously she's a very hard worker, but I think I'm just saying that people, are just so frustrated.
They are, Siobhan.
And I do agree with what Siobhan's saying. I don't think Siobhan is right either, obviously.
I can agree with that.
On the same page, you know, I think everybody, we know we'll have to pay the water charge in some format. I think people are just distressed and, you know.
I don't think we're all on the same page, because if you can't feel sorry for somebody who was treated like that, well, then it's not the same page I'm on. No matter who the person is, I would feel for that person.
Well, I didn't ring in about her. I rang in about how the people were ticked off. Yeah, sorry, Ryan. To be honest, yes, that's what I did ring in about.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, somebody was saying, give Jazz a chance. She's not on the radio every day. And that's what we are. We're bringing you on to express that.
Yeah, just to express a point of view.
That's completely good. You want to go now, obviously. So right. You've got a busy day. And thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you. There goes Jazz. And Siobhan, anything else to say before I say goodbye to you?
No. Have a good day.
Have a good day yourself. Thanks a million for that.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, text 51552. Ed says, don't listen to her. Your reaction to the so-called protest was on the money. Another says, good on Jazz. Who cares about Joan Burton? Rich, shame on you, Ryan. I'll shake her if I see her myself. The government are finished. Ryan, agree that the people are frustrated and upset, but I don't think your tone or attitude was inappropriate. The protesters were not dignified. There is a way to doing things, and that's your point. I think so. Lisa from Drogheda, though, agrees with Jazz and says, imagine if we'd done what the people in Greece did a few years ago. They might listen to the people then. How is Greece these days? We must ask that question too. That lady needs to listen to Ryan. Nobody should be made feel intimidated in their own car. It was a disgrace. Nobody is happy with the water rates, but animal behaviour is not appropriate. Claire, you were there.
I was, yeah. Well, I wasn't at the protest. I passed it numerous times.
And,
well, from the start, I could see, I passed and there was like a small group of people with placards and things in the actual car park of whatever, wherever it was that Joan was at. And then I passed, like as it was grown, then you could see the Gardaí coming up the bypass towards it. And it seemed that as soon as the Gardaí arrived, that's when everyone else started to arrive. No placards, no nothing. Like, it was just like they were just, as soon as the guards were there, that was it. That's where they wanted to be.
And what happened then, as you saw?
Well, the crowd just got bigger and bigger. They actually blocked the road. I was trying to get by the road and I had to go around through the estate. You couldn't, the guards wouldn't let you down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the helicopter was above, and just as soon as the helicopter, I think, arrived, I could see people. I was in different estates, and you could just see them just running towards the place. Teenagers, older women, older men, but it just seemed to just grow and grow as soon as the Gardaí arrived.
Mm. And so, did you watch it when you got home on the news that night?
I wondered, would I hear about it? I heard about it a bit on the radio, but I didn't see it that night. But I wondered, would it grow? Would it actually make the news? Because with the Garda helicopter then.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it did. And it's been going on all weekend. And are you aware of what happened that Joan Burton?
Yeah, I heard about it after that the car was blocked and she couldn't leave. And then I only heard this morning about the water balloon being thrown at her face. Like, it seemed to me that it did start with protests, with placards, people probably wanting to do the peaceful protest, but then it just grew and grew. And, like, all those people that were in that crowd, they weren't there from, like, the morning time. You know, like, they did not start to protest together. It seemed like they just arrived and just...
Have you protested yet, Claire?
I haven't, no.
Why not?
I just haven't. I don't know. I just...
You're going to pay it?
I haven't posted off the pack yet, but I probably will pay it, yeah.
Okay, just to get a feel for that. And have you got kids?
No, I don't.
No, so you don't have that added pressure that someone like Jazz has.
It is just two in a house, but it's no answer to it. It's, you know, that lady is doing her job and there's no way, nobody in their job should have to put up with that no matter what job.
Okay, so you didn't like what happened to Joan Burton?
No, I don't think.
Okay, but you have a good day today, Claire, and thanks for your time this morning.
Okay.
Nice to talk to you.
Okay, good morning. Thank you.
All right, take care of yourself. That's Claire. Audrea.
Good morning, Ryan.
Are you well today?
I am. I'm speaking to you, of course I'm well.
Oh, that's nice of you. Where are you in the world?
I'm in Waterford at the moment, but I live in Clonmel.
Oh, you're in Waterford at the moment, you live in Clonmel. And what's happening in Clonmel that attracted your attention this morning?
Well, I was verbally abused by a neighbour the other morning. I get up early and I walk my dog with my husband every morning.
Yeah.
And it was raining and I came back and he said, where's your placard? And I said, listen, we're not protesting, but fair play to you for, you know, standing up for what you believe in.
Yeah.
He said, that's what's wrong with this country. The likes of you and screaming and roaring. And he said, you're just like that fat so-and-so up on the corner. He should be out here. Now, we live in a very lovely little private estate. and we pay money into a fund every year to keep the estate looking beautiful. He's never ever paid it. He's living in a rented house. I just said to him, look, as far as I remember, this is Ireland and I have the rights to choose, so I've chosen not to. And he said, are you going to pay? And I said, I really don't think that's any of your business. I said, I'd like to stand here and educate you, but unfortunately I have work to go to. So I was furious, and my husband said, just come on, come on. So it felt like we were crossing a picket line every morning coming out to the estate, just stared at. And just up the road from our estate is a council estate. Now, in our estate, there's, you know, everybody, like you said, there's the peaceful ones. We have a lot of retired people, a lot of retired school teachers and, you know, nurses. They're standing out protesting, but they're doing it peacefully. They're standing up for their rights, you know, and they believe in it. But Friday morning, as we were leaving, the estate up the road had lit a campfire in a barn. And there was people drinking beer. And we were just shocked, you know, just unbelievably shocked. And I got home from work at 8 o'clock on Friday evening, and they were still up there, drinking, shouting, screaming. And my husband came in and he said, this won't end well. An hour later, a friend of my husband's pulled up outside our house and a rock came through the back of his window. God. The police were called, and guess who was arrested? The guy that verbally abused us.
Yeah.
And he was ossified. He had been drinking with the guys up at the campfire. Now, they're giving the people who believe in the right to protest, they're giving them a bad name. They're making the estate, you know, they're so intimidating. So intimidating. So much so that this morning we were saying, will we walk the dog? You know, because you can hear the horns beeping at 6 o'clock in the morning, so you know they're out there. And it's just, you know, my husband was crossing there on Thursday morning, and a woman knocked on his window and said, you know, you should be out here with us. And he said, look, unfortunately, I'm willing to pay it, and I believe in your rights to stand up for what you believe in, but, you know, don't harass me.
You see,
it
seems that there's a school of thought that believes in the right to protest and in a certain way, but they don't actually seem to believe in the right not to protest.
Yeah, and he doesn't even know what he's protesting against, because the guy he was screaming about is the head of our committee in our estate, and he's a Fine Gael county councillor.
Right, don't get us into any trouble now. We'll veer off that track now, but you know what I mean?
I just said, in political, he didn't know, and I'm not great with politics, but I said, just, you know, think about why you're protesting. Mm. You know, stand there and do it peacefully, but don't... I mean, 8 o'clock in the evening, and they're all standing around drinking beer.
What's the crack with Joan Burton? Did you watch that on the news, or are you...
No, I didn't.
Did
I actually had a weekend away. Only on your radio station this morning I heard about it, and that's why I texted in, because, you know, I mean, that was wrong. That was wrong. Do it peacefully.
Yeah,
do it peacefully, you know, it's... There's no need for it.
But a rock through the back of a window and verbal abuse. What's difficult with this is that I was sat here during the middle of the recession saying, what is wrong with people in Ireland? Why can't they just you know, make their voices heard if they're that angry? And I thought that we'd rolled over and played dead. And now they are making their voices heard, and I think it's great. Yeah. I think it's really important.
Fantastic. And I think it is.
And you know what? This is the point I went on in my little rant this morning, was because they were doing so well
until
Saturday. Yeah. And you know, it was going so well. And all these people, and you know, there's some great TDs in Leinster House, whatever your politics, and they're heading off into the proper far left, and they're articulate and they're smart and they're leading people, and they're doing it peacefully and with dignity. And that's the key.
And that
changed at the weekend.
Yeah. And that's what changed, you know, in this estate up the road as well, is that I think they've forgotten what they're doing, as it's not peaceful anymore. It's not peaceful. I mean, I had a great debate with my dad over the weekend over a dinner table, and my dad is, you know, for it, and I'm willing to pay it. My dad's not willing to pay it. Mm-hmm. And then my mum just slammed down and said, enough, the two of you. But it was great fun, you know.
Yeah, it's healthy. I'm sure I did the same with Jazz this morning. I mean, and she, I got on her nerves this morning, and I know I annoyed her this morning. I wasn't setting out to do that, but I could say something about a film and say it's the worst film ever, and people will ring in and say, how dare you pontificate about that film? It was wonderful. I thought Titanic was a beautiful story and romantic and watery and icebergy. Here's a text that says, if we sat down and had a peaceful protest, we'd get nowhere. Look at Greece and other countries rioting and looting. We haven't gone that far yet, but it might happen. I don't condone what was done to Joan Burton, but what about Burton? I always get confused. But what should we do? The old placards, Father Ted style, down with this sort of thing, simply doesn't work anymore. The ordinary Irish people will only take so much. It's time for a revolution. Yeah?
An aggression thrown in.
I understand they're getting aggressive, but, you know, just, if you said protest in numbers, do it the proper way. You know, have their voice heard. Because the people who, you know, are for this are sitting back saying, this is ridiculous. It's getting out of hand. I mean, I can cross the line coming out of my state with the lovely peaceful protesters. We can talk about everything and anything. And it's great. And, you know, we go about our days. But it's the ones that are intimidating.
Yeah, it is just...
You know, and he just doesn't know what he's fighting for.
It's two schools. And I think this is the thing. I think some people have... you know, I think the water is a handy vehicle to vent about other things, which is understandable as well. But I think that the dignity deficit is an issue. Okay, Audrey, it's lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you, right?
And good luck with the dogs and the walking and the chatting and your dad and everything else, all right?
You know, I'm actually your biggest fan. I'm your...
For God's sake.
Every Friday night on Twitter, everybody who follows me goes, oh, Jesus, she's not talking again. About him again.
You know, you're so good to say that. And you know, I presume you get an unmerciful slagging for choosing me to be somebody to be a fan of. But thank you very much. I appreciate it greatly.
All right, so.
See you. Look after yourself.
Bye.
Lovely talking to you. Bye for now.